Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Boys and girls, well, it must be Sunday because that's when all the families are home today. There's no school or work. We're all just relaxing, getting ready for the next day. Now, a family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandma, nana, grandpa, papi, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. Now, we know that Starfish is joining us today, so I want her to also tell the boys and girls hello. Where she's coming
hello,
from.
Boys. Hello, boys and girls. I'm coming from under the sea.
Wow.
And yes, we have very, very, very great friends with us here today.
Oh, my goodness. Who do we have today?
Well, today, Starfish, which is me, we're going to bring my friend Natalie and Hannah from land, of course, and our great friend, Rosie.
Oh, I wonder if we could have some of them say hello. Natalie, Hannah, Rosie?
Hello.
Great.
We hear all that in unison. Starfish, you want to start with, who do you want to start with today to be able to say hello to the boys and girls out there all over the world?
Let's start off with Natalie. Natalie, tell the boys and girls all around the world hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Did you have a great weekend?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And Hannah, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Now, Hannah and Natalie, tell me the story. How are you guys friends?
What?
Did your parents introduce you guys? Did you just meet yesterday? Have you known each other for a long time?
We met in school.
In school?
Yeah, in school.
Have you been
oh, you know, Starfish, I wonder, are they in college? Or high school?
No.
No.
How old are you?
I'm in first grade.
I'm second grade.
Wow.
Wow.
So does that mean that you're in the same classroom?
No.
So you're in different classrooms, but you still are able to be friends.
Yes.
Do you do any activities with each other outside of school?
Yes.
I think it has a ball with it, the activity that you do.
Yeah, we do tennis together.
Yeah.
Tennis. You want to tell the boys and girls what's tennis? Because we have some boys and girls that are in other parts of the country, and they may not even know what tennis is.
Is it like a football?
Do
you kick it?
No.
No. You hit it with the tennis racket.
Yeah.
Wow. And what color ball is it, just in case I'm here looking for a ball?
Green and yellow.
Oh, yes.
And is it a sport that people can come and watch you play? Does your parents ever come and see you?
Yes.
Wow.
And they cheer you on. And I'm sure that you're really having a great time, and you probably have a very special instructor who is teaching you how to play tennis.
Yes, we do.
What's her name?
Her name is Star.
Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly. And boys and girls, let me tell you about these two girls. They have the best memory ever. And they have such an excitement about tennis, which is such a joy to teach them.
I think we're probably getting a little feedback. I hear a little echo a little bit.
Okay.
And you said that you were saying something about these girls who are playing tennis. What did you hear about them?
Oh, I was saying they have such excitement and joy for tennis. It's so much fun to teach them. So, as you know, Aunt Jewel's bedtime story is all about getting ready for bed.
It certainly
and
is.
And I would love for our special guest to tell us. Maybe Rosemary, how do you get ready for bed?
Getting ready for bed is one of my favorite things. I love getting in my pajamas and getting in my soft bed after I brush my teeth.
Oh, we'd love to hear that, don't we, Starfish?
Oh, yes, we do. We have
and definitely can't go to bed without reading a book. It's my favorite part.
I wonder why.
And can you tell, boys and girls, how you're surrounded by books all the time and so very lucky?
Sure. Well, again, my name is Rosie, and I am a children's librarian, which is my favorite job I could ever have in the whole world because I get to be surrounded by books and kids every day. So it's really a dream job for me.
Wow. I wonder if both of Natalie or Hannah's ever checked out a book. Do they even know what a library is?
Yes.
Have you been?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What do you remember? What was your last book that you checked out?
A book called.
Or what was it about?
Well, it was about penguins.
Oh, wow.
I went with my class.
Well, I bet you Rosie probably knows some books about penguins, too.
Yep, there are lots of good ones. I love penguins, all kinds of animals.
And that's kind of the thing that she does. When you want something about a book, Rosie, is that kind of like what you do? If someone wants to find out about penguins?
Sure, that's one of the many things that I do. Obviously, we try to inspire a love of reading with all of the kids who come in, and part of that is matching the right book with the right child, and sometimes that means it's a nonfiction book, or sometimes it's a made-up story or a real book. So that's what we do. We try to match up, trying to figure out what the purpose of the child's reading is, if they want to read something for fun by themselves or look at pictures or read something with their parents or find out something that's new to them. So usually then we go to nonfiction, which is about real things usually.
Wow, that sounds so exciting. Because here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we like to read books. And whenever we start reading our books, we say, get ready for dreamland and explore into your imagination. So you basically can explore into your imagination all the time. Mm-hmm. And Hannah and Natalie, do you guys have a good imagination?
Yes.
Yes.
I know they do. And they might even want to tell their friends hello, because this is one of the first times, I think, that they've ever been on the radio. So they might want to tell some of their classmates who went with them to the library who they are. Want to say hi to your mom and dad, your cousins, your grandma?
Hi.
Hi.
What are their names?
Hi.
Say their names. Anyone that you want to say, hi, Sally, hi, Katie, any of your friends at school? What about your teacher? What about saying hi to your teacher?
Hi.
What's their name?
I think the cat bit their tongue off.
All right. Well, of course, we like to get ready for bedtime, and we can't start without brushing our teeth and getting scrub in a bathtub.
Oh, you know what? Before you do that, Starfish, we didn't even find out what kind of PJs do they have before they go to bed.
Yeah. We need to. So, Hannah, what type of PJs do you wear?
Well, I usually wear this furry top with pants, and on the top it has two puppies, and on the pants it has stripes.
Wow, very fancy. And Natalie, what are your favorite PJs?
Well, it is a blue shirt blue pajamas with a skeleton on the shirt, and on the pants it has skeletons on it, and they're purple and furry.
Wow. That's scary? That's scary? The skeletons?
And I know, of course, you must be wearing purple slippers, because purple, I know, is your favorite color, Natalie. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hannah or Natalie, do you have a rubber ducky in your bathtub, or do you have any little fun toys in your bathtub?
No.
No? Yes? Who said yes?
Me?
Maybe that was Rosie who said that.
Oh, Rosie.
Can't have bath time without toys. That's hard.
Of course. Of course. So, Aunt Jewel, can I introduce our new friends to our favorite opening song when we get ready?
Yes, I love that rubber ducky song. I'd love to hear that, because there's so many things you put in the bathtub before you get in there.
Exactly. Boys and girls, get your dancing shoes or your sleeping or your slippers and your toothbrush and your toys for your bathtub, because Rubber Ducky by Cedar Mount Kids. Here we go.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one, too. It's my special pal. Listen now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Here, you are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here, I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby,
getting a little sleepy yet? Having a long day at school and also maybe even playing in the playground. We've got to get you ready for bedtime. So how are you doing there, Starfish?
Doing great. Keep going, Aunt Jewel.
What about you, Natalie? And Hannah, how was that song?
Good. Good.
Were you guys dancing and dancing, moving and grooving?
A little bit.
It's always hard to wind down after you've been so up, and especially because you two have friends over. So playing, and then now it is time to get ready for bed, and your mommy and daddy, they're probably going, okay, what can we do to tire you out? Because we now know that you have so much energy. What kind of thing can we do? Because soon you have to get ready for bed tomorrow. Rosie already knows how that is, coming back from work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what day it's going to be for all of us on Wednesday? Starfish, do you know what day it's going to be?
Actually, I was going to ask you the same thing. Now, does anyone know what day will be on Wednesday, the 29th? A special day is coming. Anyone, boys and girls out there? I'll give you a hint. So, what age would you be if you were born on leap year?
Leap year!
Yes, exactly.
Wow, so smart.
I know. So, if you're born on leap year, Wednesday, you would be 2 or 8 years old. And just a little fun fact, Julius Caesar established the leap year in 45 BC. The Roman calendar had 355 days instead of
300.
What were you saying? What did you say, Hannah?
Never mind.
You were almost close. I know you were. You're so, so smart. Aunt Jewel, can you give us a hint? How many days in a common year? Aunt Jewel?
Yes,
well, I will tell you. I was saying, can you give us a hint? How many days do you think would be in a common year?
Well, we already know that Julius Caesar was really very helpful in doing that. And I think it's 365 days?
65, yes. 365 days.
Yay, I got it right. And, of course, I would have been able to ask Rosie because she's a librarian and she would have been able to give me a book that would have told me all about leap year and how it started and why it's important and why we do it.
Yes, it is a very fun, special year. It only comes about every 4 years. It's very special this year.
And wouldn't that be something if you happen to be born on that day, which is Wednesday, and you could probably only celebrate it every 4 years?
Oh, well.
That would be crazy.
No, you'd have a birthday party only every 4 years. Or if you even got married, you could only celebrate it every 4 years.
So, Hannah, when is your birthday?
Oh, my birthday's on January 30th.
Wow. So imagine if your birthday was on leap year. And Natalie, your birthday. When is your birthday?
August 4th.
Exactly. That would be very different to have your birthday on a leap year.
You know, and the other thing that I think that is also that happens not only just leap year in February, but soon March comes and we have Easter and celebration and people do things that of forgiveness. I mean, can you imagine that if you did something only on leap year and you might have wanted to keep it inside of you and you will only act a certain way every 4 years, that's kind of a long time. If you are mad at your friend that you may not want to apologize until 4 years, that just lets you know how long, if you had a birthday, how long it would be before you would get a chance to celebrate it again.
Come on, I'm going to tell them I'm taking a break.
Or maybe you might just celebrate it on February 28th every year, and you have a birthday all the time anyway. I think I like that idea better.
Yeah, I think I like it as well.
So we have a book, and I hear a little doggy. So I think maybe we'll be talking to Anna and Natalie a little later. But I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you another time. Oh.
Anna, Natalie, is there anything you want to say before you have to go?
No. No.
Did you learn something new? Can you bring it to your class tomorrow? About leap year and the exciting news about leap year, or the exciting news about being on a radio show. And you girls are the youngest we have ever had. Can you believe that?
No.
That's awesome. And you guys did wonderful. So now that you've had such a great time in this first radio show, we'll definitely want you to join us again on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Can you tell the boys and girls? Can you tell the boys and girls? Good night and have a great evening.
Good night.
Good night. Are you sleepy yet?
No.
Well, we need a reason.
You're only with us for a half hour, right? Don't you think, Starfish?
Exactly. Well, Natalie and Hannah, thank you so much, and we look forward to having you again next week. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Maybe Rose will see you at the library.
That would be great.
Well, Starfish, are you ready to
yes.
continue?
Exactly. We are going to read a short book called It Was You, Blue Kangaroo.
Ooh, sounds enjoyable.
Now, It Was You, Blue Kangaroo is written by Emma Clark, and the publisher is Random House. Boys and girls, get ready to jump into dreamland. We're about to take a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Well, they're already squeaky clean.
Exactly. Here we go, boys and girls. It was you, Blue Kangaroo. Blue Kangaroo belonged to Lily. He was her very own kangaroo. Sometimes, when Lily was very naughty, she would say, "It was you, Blue Kangaroo." And Blue Kangaroo would look at Lily but say nothing. One day, Lily decided to give all her dolls a bubble bath. Can you believe that, Angel? A bubble bath.
We just had one.
Exactly. I hope that Lily was listening to the song. So, back into the story. One day, Lily decided to give all her dolls a bubble bath. She filled the kitchen sink with soapy water and gave them a good scrub. Then she went to get a towel, and Blue Kangaroo wondered if the water would stop coming. "Lily!" cried her mother. "Who left the tap running?" "It was you, Blue Kangaroo," said Lily. "Blue Kangaroo!" looked at Lily, but he said nothing, Blue Kangaroo. The next day, Lily found some old baby clothes that would be just the right size for the cat. But when it came to the underpants, he wiggled and wiggled, wiggled. And Blue Kangaroo didn't like all that snarling noise. Suddenly, the cat went mad. He flew out of Lily's arms and landed on the curtains. Everything came crashing down. "Lily!" cried her Lily's mother. "It was you, Blue Kangaroo," said Lily. Blue Kangaroo looked up at Lily, but he said nothing. Lily took Blue Kangaroo out into the garden. Her little brother was playing in the sandbox. He was perfectly happy. "I want to play with that," said Lily. "No, mine," wailed her little brother. He screamed and screamed. "Now we're in trouble," thought Blue Kangaroo. "Lily," said little Lily's mother. "Who did this?" "It was you, Blue Kangaroo," said Lily. "Well, you'd better take him to your room and stay there until I say he can come down," said Lily's mother. Blue Kangaroo looked at Lily, but he said nothing. Lily stayed upstairs with Blue Kangaroo. She decided to take everything out of the drawers and threw it all away. Blue Kangaroo didn't dare to look. "Oh," cried Aunt Jemima. "Lily," shouted Lily's mother. "Lily! Which one of you threw these?" asked Lily's mother. "It was you, Blue Kangaroo," said Lily. Blue Kangaroo looked up at Lily and said nothing. "Well, if Blue Kangaroo can't behave, he'll have to sit by himself downstairs," said Lily's mother. And she put him on top of the bookcase, out of reach. That night, Lily refused to go to bed. "I never sleep without Blue Kangaroo," she said. But Lily's mother was firm. "I'm sorry, Blue Kangaroo," sobbed Lily. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And she cried herself to sleep. poor blue kangaroo. He sat alone in the dark, wide awake and thinking. Then he had an idea. He found a pencil and a piece of paper, and he began to draw. When he had finished, he crept upstairs and slid the piece of paper under Lily's mother's door. Then he hopped back on top of the bookcase and waited. "What a lovely surprise," Lily said to her mother. "Who drew this?" Lily looked at the picture. "It was you, Blue Kangaroo," she whispered. "I'm sorry, too," said Blue Kangaroo, smiled. But he said nothing. The end.
What a lovely story. I'm sure, boys and girls, you out there have never blamed something on your friend or your animal or your toy.
I'm sure. Well, some boys and girls actually have best friends as little animals, so I assume that they get in fights sometimes, and of course, someone may blame the other.
And it was so nice that the blue kangaroo had forgiven her, despite the fact that he knew what she was doing all alone.
Exactly.
And I also wonder, Rosie, how do you help children be able to pick out books, or either just to pique their interest so that they would want to check out books?
Well, it depends on the child, what they're really interested in, because it's really important to get a book for them that will pique their interest. And there's all kinds of great ones out there that are funny or that are fantasy about different, you know, made-up things or more realistic. So it really helps to take a minute and talk to the child to find out what they're interested in. And then that really helps me be able to help them find a book that they might like. And I'll always ask them, like, what kind of TV shows that they watch or their movies or what books that they've liked in the past. And that really helps me help them find the right one. And like I was saying before, it also helps me to know the purpose that they want when they're reading. Do they want to just look at pictures? Do they want a book they can try and read by themselves? Because there's a lot of great early chapter books for beginning readers. Or do they want to learn something new with a nonfiction book? So those are kind of the questions that I always ask them.
I think that this is a librarian, Starfish, that I would want to be able to go to, because she's not telling you what book you should pick up or read, but finding out what you like. So, boys and girls, this is what can happen when you go to the library.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's always good to find things that, you know, you're interested in. But then sometimes it's always good to try something new, too. And there might be, like, a great new book that maybe is an award winner, and it's always good to try new things as well. So can't really go wrong with a book. And the nice thing about a library is that anytime you take out a book, it's always free. So if you take it out and you decide maybe it's not the book for you, you can always bring it back and try a whole new one, because there's lots of great ones.
Wow, that's really special. But do you have to have some money to be able to get it, or what do you do?
Nope, it's absolutely free. You just go to your local library, and you can go with your parent or some kind of guardian, and you can sign up for a library card, and then librarian would be happy to help you pick out books.
Wow, free knowledge. That sounds amazing. The exploration definitely is endless.
And I like the term free.
Me too, and a lot of parents do as well. Yeah, it's a great resource, and usually they also have, in addition to great books, they also have great magazines you can usually take out, as well as movies and DVDs too, a lot of times. So that's nice too.
So they can do something else other than just maybe look at the play computer games or video games.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's lots to do at the library, and then a lot of times they have really fun programs. Like, they have a lot of story times where they get to read you stories and play games and sing songs, and then
libraries always have other fun programs that have to do with books, too, to help inspire a love for reading. So there's always usually a lot going on at the library, so it's a good place to stop by.
I agree. I know that I go to the library all the time and pick up books, lots of books.
Me too.
Me too. Me too, even though I have my own library. I actually work in a school now, but I'm always at my public library getting new books. So I'm always in and out.
Right, and they also have an opportunity for you to hear authors.
That's right, and that's a really, really great thing. I know at our library we have authors come in a couple of times a year and tell us, like, what inspired them to write, or maybe we have an illustrator who are the people who draw the pictures or paint the pictures in the books, and they tell us, you know, what inspired them to start doing that and things like that. So it's great to have the writers and the illustrators come in.
Wow. So boys and girls, we know that if you don't already have your library card, that you will go tomorrow, because tomorrow is Monday, and you can go with your parents or your school, just like what Natalie and Hannah said that they did, and go check out a book. Some of the books that we are reading, you can be able to go to your library. As a matter of fact, Starfish, you know that that's where we go and get the books, don't we?
Oh, yes. We definitely go to both of our local libraries, and it's always so helpful because we have great librarians there, just like Rosie.
Right, right. Do we have any song that you'd like to play?
Yes, I do. Well, just speaking about our book that we just read about the blue kangaroo, in the end, we found that everyone was able to forgive each other. The blue kangaroo forgave Lily. Mom, the mother, forgave her daughter, Lily. And Lily forgave blue kangaroo, and she was actually very sorry. So, in the end, it's all about forgiving one another. Boys and girls, Forgiveness by the VeggieTales.
And I'd like to read a little story just to make sure that the boys and girls out there understand how you can be in that situation. And you might even think that what you're doing might not even be wrong. And I have this little book. It's called Forgive. It's about a little tiger. Now, little tiger is playing soccer outside. When he kicks the ball too hard, it races past the neighbor's fence. Little tiger hears a loud crash. Now, little tiger peeks over the fence and sees a broken pot. Oh, my goodness. He runs away thinking, oh, no, they will never forgive me. he decides not to tell his neighbor. Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls? Now, later that day, the neighbor returns little Tiger's ball. Is this yours? Is this yours? The neighbor asks. If so, I will forgive you. God tells us to forgive one another as he forgives us. Now, little Tiger lowers his head and says, I'm not sorry. I'm very sorry for not telling the truth. Now I know to admit when I'm wrong. Just like what our parents tell us to do. I know, boys and girls, you out there, sometimes it's really very hard to say that you're wrong. But the little tiger did just like what the song said, is forgive. He feels better, and also I'm sure that other people may feel better too when they do that. And I know you out there probably have never experienced anything like that. But if you have, you can still ask the person to forgive you and to say, I'm sorry. And Rosie, I'm sure you probably know of boys and girls who probably said something about borrowing books or may have torn a page or something like that on the library. But if you come and say something about it, what generally happens?
Exactly. We always have a big discussion at the beginning of the year about caring for our books because it's really important to teach responsibility and taking care of our books because our books are like our friends. We always tell our kids to hug their books to make sure we don't drop them or hold them the wrong way so that they break or rip, and we turn the pages to do it carefully. But we also know that accidents can happen no matter how careful we are. Sometimes an accident does happen and a page might get torn. And that's okay, because as long as someone comes and tells us, we actually have a book hospital at our library where we have a special nurse who fixes our books. So when that does occasionally happen, the kids just have to bring it to the book hospital, and then we can usually tape it right up or, you know, fix it up, no, go, whatever the problem is, and it's not a big deal. But yeah, just like you were saying, it's always good to admit something, you know, when we've done something wrong, and usually there's a solution that can be had.
Right, and you feel so much better.
Exactly, because otherwise the guilt just kind of sits in your chest and it doesn't make you feel good. But saying you're sorry always makes everybody feel better.
Right, and I wonder, because just like what you said, sometimes you may not want to admit it, but I wonder if some of you are sleepy yet.
I see someone dozing off. But they're trying to stay up because they're learning so much. So much about libraries, so much about books and forgiveness. And I have never heard about a book hospital. I just think that's awesome.
So do I.
It's a great place, and it gets used all the time. Because, like I said, accidents do happen no matter how careful we are.
That is so
exactly.
Very true. And I know getting to be... I think it's, well, yes, it is around 8:13 and it's getting to be some individual's bedtime.
Oh,
and I know
yes.
Actually that's Hannah and Natalie's bedtime around 8:30. And I know what they're doing is trying to close their mouth, but it's trying to open and it's making a noise and they're yawning.
Oh, no. Are you catching them yawning?
Yes, we must play our favorite song.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Don't rub those eyes.
Why am I so tired?
something to wake us up. Mexican headband, perfect. Arriba, arriba.
Get to my jumping jack. Oh my goodness, I think we're beginning to do our job. Don't you think so, Starfish and Rosie?
I think so. I'm definitely yawning from that song for sure. It was good.
It makes you do that. And before we even go into that, maybe we should play the song. I'm not sure. Should we play the song about friends? Because we are having so many good friends that we hadn't had before. We're meeting other people. Randy Neiman always plays a great song.
Exactly. Well, here in Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we always love to have new special guests. And we greet them and we usually end our radio show with our favorite song by Randy Neiman, You've Got a Friend. And we've had so many great friends today, Rosie and Hannah and Natalie, that this song is dedicated to them. So boys and girls, just know you always have a friend here with us. Here we go.
We love friends.
You got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You got a friend in me.
Always have a friend.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
You never have too many.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Good night, Pharaoh.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You go seek in the depths of me. You got a friend in me.
Good night, TJ.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Offer's already so far. And we have a friend with Rosie, because I know that she'll come on again with us.
I would love to. You guys have been such great friends, and I love anyone who talks about books. So, a great show you have.
So do we. So do we. We love talking about books. And we have some of the boys and girls have already started to fall asleep. And it's so peaceful to look at them with their eyes closed, hugging their teddy bear, and also their dolls or toys, or their even their pillow. It always warms the mom and dad's heart when they see their child go off to sleep. And we have another song that we always play, Corrine Bailey. Don't
yes,
you know that song, Starfish?
Of course, as our boys and girls on the East Coast take a trip into dreamland, you definitely will see many, many stars. And you may even become a star in your dreamland. Boys and Girls, Just Like a Star by Corrine Bailey Ray.
You might even
just
be
like
on the Oscar.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe.
No matter
you
what you do,
feel I'm alive.
We always forgive you.
Just like oil on my hands.
And some of you know that you've already fallen asleep. And again, we don't get a chance to finish. And you don't get a chance to hear all of the books. But I would like to be able to read just a little portion of one for some of those boys and girls that are on the West Coast, still up, still just coming in from the day that they were playing on the playground. The day that they were also visiting their friends and going home. This book that I'm reading, it's not very long. Would you like to hear it also, Starfish? It's called Bedtime for Little Bears.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
And then we'll read this story and we'll close off with it. So we want to say goodnight to you, but we would love for you to listen to it while we go off the air. Now, this book is by David Bedford. Caroline Petler is the one who illustrated it, and it's from the Good Books. This is a book that was published in England. Now, Little Bear and his mother had spent a long, sunny day exploring in the sun. I'm sorry, in the snow. Talking about the West Coast, I was talking about the sun. But for some of you, you will see snow. Now, it's getting late, said Mother Bear. It will soon be bedtime. Let's go home, Little Bear. Do you hear any music playing in the background? Little Bear flubbed down in the snow and wiggled his tail. I'm not sleepy, he said, and I don't want to go to bed yet. Some of you are like that when we talk about bedtime. Now, Mother Bear smiled. Shall we take one last walk, she said, and see who else is going to bed. Now, Little Bear looked around. Who else is going to bed, he wondered. Now, Mother Bear stretched up tall to find out. Look there, she said. It's Little Owl, said Little Bear. Little Owl likes to stretch her wings before bedtime and feel the whisper of the soft night breeze in her feathers, said Mother Bear. Little Bear scrambled into his mother's shoulders. I'm flying too, he said. As Mother Bear climbed to the top of a hill, Little Bear felt the wind whispering and tickling through his fur. Then he saw someone else. Who's that? Said Little Bear, giggling. And what's he doing? Baby Hare is having a bath in the snow, said Mother Bear, so that he's clean and drowsy and ready for sleep. That's what we did for you, boys and girls out there. Before we went to bed, we took a bath, which makes you feel drowsy and ready to sleep. I like baths too, said Little Bear. He dived right into the snow and scattered it around, plopping a big soft snowball on Mother Bear's nose. Little Bear and his mother laughed as they flopped down together in a heap. Are you sleepy now, Little Bear? We ask something like that, Starfish, don't we? His mother asked as they lay together in the snow, watching the first bright star twinkling in the sky. Little Bear blinked his tired eyes as he tried not to yawn. I want to see who else is going to bed, he said. We'll have to be quiet now, said Mother Bear. Some little ones will already be asleep. Look over there, whispered Mother Bear. Fox likes being cuddled and snuggled to sleep by his mother. Little bear pressed close against mother bear, warm fur. I like cuddling too, she said. We'll be home soon, said his mother softly. But little bear had just seen somebody else. I can see a whale, he said, turning to look out. How little whale likes his mother to sing him softly to sleep, said mother bear. Little bear sat with his mother and watched a whale swimming by until they were gone, leaving only the soothing hum of their far away song. Then he yawned. Are we nearly home yet? He said drowsily. The little bear climbed into his mother's back. As he was carried home, he watched the colors that flickered and brushed across the sky while his mother sang him a lullaby. I like songs, too, he told his mother. And now, Mother Bear said very softly, it's time for little bears to go to sleep. Little Bear nestled into his mother's soft fur, and when she gave him a gentle kiss goodnight, Little Bear was already fast asleep. Good night, everyone. Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Good night, Starfish.
Good night.
Good night, Rosie.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Are you sleepy yet? This is Blake Radio and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story. We'll be coming into your home next Sunday. Good night.